Part 1. The Bible. Chapter 1. Silence in Christian Prehistory. The Tanakh. Israel and the Celebration of Noise. As we embark on our voyage through silence, we must necessarily begin with the Bible. Not a book, but a plurality of books, as its names in Greek, Latin, and even Anglo-Saxon proclaim. The Greek Biblia is in the plural, and Latin and later scholarly Anglo-Saxons made direct borrowing from the classical Latin word for library when they called the bound volume which we call the Bible first a bibliotheca and then a bibliotheque. It is a pity that other languages and modern Western usage have forgotten this earlier realism of the Western Church about its canonical sacred literature. What it reminds us is that there are many voices to be heard within the Bible. Within the library, the earliest books, or the earliest layers within them, speak to the later. Layer by layer, a conversation expands and is enriched. 3 centuries of enlightenment have sought to excavate these layers, and we cannot ignore the results of this triumph of Western scholarly patience. That excavation is part of the task we must set ourselves now. But since first the Hebrew scriptures and then the Christian were fenced in by the idea of a closed canon, we have another perspective to deal with. The view from any one particular age which saw the canon as a seamless web, as a ready-prepared package of texts containing a common, timeless voice, rather than a fairly random chronological assembly of book acquisitions. A reader of the Bible with such an outlook, and that includes most Christians throughout the 2 millennia of Christian history, seizes on the voices he or she encounters without caring much as to when the various texts and books entered the library. Such a Christian goes on to fashion out of the voices a new conversation to fit the times. We have no right to sneer at this process or declare it inauthentic because Christianity is always beginning such fresh discussions. In the title of my previous audiobook, I expressed my conviction that one cannot understand Christianity without investigating its 1,000 years of prehistory. So, the story of silence in Christianity is a matter not of 2, but 3,000 years. Consequently, I shall spend much time on the Tanakh, the Hebrew scriptures which Christians have renamed the Old Testament. The Tanakh is itself a collection whose boundaries took centuries to establish. Some of the earliest parts of it to be recognized as authoritative, the first 5 books, Genesis to Deuteronomy, known otherwise as the Pentateuch, probably took their present form in the 4th century BCE, while the same process was not complete for other books, such as the largely 2nd century texts now collected under the name of the Book of Daniel, until the 1st century BCE. What becomes apparent from a careful reading of this hugely varied corpus of texts is the surprising degree of reserve or even hostility apparent throughout its books towards the cluster of ideas around silence. Alexander Cruden, that grimly indefatigable one-man biblical search engine of the 18th century, already perceived this when he prefaced his collection of usages of the word silence with the observation that, among other things, it does not only signify the ordinary silence or refraining from speaking, but also, in the style of the Hebrews, an entire ruin or destruction, for a total subjection, for death and the grave. Cruden could point to such passages as Jeremiah 8:14, which links silence to doom and destruction for the people of Judah. His reading Bible was the King James Bible, KJV, which uses the word silence, where the Revised Standard Version makes other interpretations. Why do we sit still, gather together? Let us go into the fortified cities and perish. KJV, let us be silent there. For the Lord our God has doomed us to perish. KJV, hath put us to silence, and has given us poisoned water to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. One of the darkest examples is from Amos, one of the first prophets to have left us a substantial bundle of pronouncements, writing on the fate awaiting the northern kingdom of Israel in the 8th century BCE. Then the Lord said,